ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्यये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भगवतेरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। హరే కృష్ణ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం మార్నింగ్ సెషన్. వీఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ చాప్టర్ క్యాంటో 9, చాప్టర్ 13, టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 4 అండ్ 5. టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 4 డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ది పర్పర్ట్, సో ఐ విల్ రీడ్ అండ్ దెన్ వీ రీడ్ ది టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 5 విచ్ ఈస్ గివెన్ ఆన్ ది బోర్డ్. శిష్యావ్యతిక్రమం వీక్షతం నిర్వత్యాగతో గురుః అశపత్ పతతాద్దేహో నిమేహ పండితామానినః. దిస్ ఈస్ టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 4. సో ఐ విల్ రీడ్ ద వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ meaning and translation. Yeah, we can read the I will read the translation, you all can kindly hear translation. Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada has given such a nice translation, word to word meaning and purport for our understanding. Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada ki. The translation of the text 4. After completing the sacrificial performance for King Indra, the spiritual master Vasishtha returned and found that his disciple Maharaj Nimi had disobeyed his instruction. Thus, Vasishtha cursed him, saying, "May the material body of Nimi, who considers himself learned, immediately fall." Text number 5. నిమి ప్రతిదోషాపం గురవే ధర్మవర్తినే తవాపి పతతా దేహో లోభాద్ ధర్మం అజానతః. Word to word meaning and translation purport by Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. Nimihi. Maharaj Nimi. Pratidado Shapam. Countercast. Gurave. Onto his spiritual master Vasishtha. Adharmavartine. Who was induced to irreligious principles because he cursed his offenseless disciple. Tato, tava, of you, api, also, patat, let it fall, dehaha, the body, labhat, lobhat, because of greed, dharmam, religious principles, ajanataha, not knowing. Translation. For unnecessarily cursing him when he had committed no offense, Maharaj Nimi countercursed his spiritual master. For the sake of getting contributions from the king of heaven, He said, "You have lost your religious intelligence. Therefore, I pronounce this curse. Your body also will fall." I will read so that you can read after me. "For unnecessarily cursing him, when he had committed no offense, Maharaj Nimi counter-cursed his spiritual master for the sake of getting contributions from the King of Heaven. He said, 'You have lost your religious intelligence. Therefore, I pronounce this curse. Your body also will fall.'" Purport. The religious principle for a Brahmana is that he should not be greedy at all. In this case, however, for the sake of more lucrative remunerations from the King of Heaven, Vasishtha neglected Maharaj Nimi's request on this planet. And when Nimi performed the sacrifices with other priests, Vasishtha unnecessarily cursed him. When one is infected by contaminated activities, his power, material or spiritual, reduces. Although Vasishtha was the spiritual master of Maharaj Nimi, because of his greed, he became fallen. Om Agnanatimirandasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Kyakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langaiti Girim Yat Krupa Tamaham Vande Sri Gurundi Natarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So today we are discussing very interesting topic, Guru giving curse to his disciple and disciple counter curses his guru. This is something very unusual. Why he has counter cursed? Yesterday we have seen from text 1 to 3. Actually, Nimi was a very good king. He performed a lot of sacrifices and he was always doing this with the help of his chief priest, Vasishtha. So when he wanted to perform a particular sacrifice, Vasishtha was approached and Nimi told him, please, you kindly accept this performing the sacrifice as the chief and kindly do it. Vasishtha says, I can't do it, because I have already accepted the same post in a sacrifice which has been started by Indra. So I had to go there. I can't do this. And not only that, he said in text 2, I shall return after finishing the yajna for Indra. Kindly wait for me until I come back. Now, whatever good things we have to do, we should do it as quickly as possible, immediately. If somebody want to give donation to ISKCON temple, they should immediately give. Not that, okay, next week or tomorrow, check is ready, bank balance, everything is there. He has to simply sign and put the amount. No. Shubhasya Shigram. Whatever good thing should be done immediately, without waiting. Those who are learned, actually, whatever the seva, whatever the devotional service for Krishna, if we want to perform, we should perform it immediately, without waiting for any material things or any other thing. Whereas his guru Vasishtha told Nimi that you wait until I come back, until I return. It is like some of our pandits here, when they perform some havan, they say, I am performing havan there in that house. Your marriage is at 12:20. I will come back at 2 o'clock. No problem. That time, no, that doesn't matter. I will come back and perform the marriage. You kindly wait for me. Anybody actually feel this is not proper? Actually, Nimi felt the same thing. See, this body is temporary. Now I want to perform. I want to do something which is good, which is for satisfying Krishna. Voktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. So I should perform it quickly rather than waiting for the return. We don't know when he will be coming, how many days or how much time he takes, we don't know. And no, he thought this is not proper. So what he did, he started the havan, the yajna sacrifice with the help of whoever was available, the best of the other available, without waiting for Vasishtha. When Vasishtha came back, that's what the text number 4, now he sees, yajna has already been started and his disciple Nimi, I told him I will come back and perform the sacrifice, ceremony, everything as the chief priest. And he has already started and it looks it's almost over, getting over. He becomes very angry. He becomes very angry and he says, you see, you have disobeyed my orders. So, you are not eligible to live anymore. You die. Practically he says, may the material body of Nimi, who considers himself land, immediately fall. That's all. So Nimi, what immediately means it will take a few minutes. Immediately he is in conscious now. He says, I have done the sacrifice for the sake of satisfying Krishna, for the sake of satisfying the Supreme Lord. And even though he is my guru, he told me to wait. I can't wait even for a minute. I have to perform. This body, I don't know. It is temporary. Jata sahi dhruva mrityu. I am going to die any moment. I don't know when I am going to die. So whatever good things I should perform immediately. So with that intention, Nimi, who is very intelligent person because he is Krishna conscious. Whoever is intelligent will become Krishna conscious. Those who are not intelligent, he thinks this is my business. I am earning crores of rupees with my intelligence. This is my house, such a big house. This is my car. Two cars I have, big cars. Not intelligent, foolish person. He is not understanding that everything is given by Krishna. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. And this man thinks it is mine. How foolish he is. Only intelligent people will become Krishna conscious. Those who are foolish, he may look outside as a material eyes, with the material eyes, he may look as a very big person, very big businessman, very big scientist, very big professor. But he doesn't understand the basic principle that everything is emanated from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mataha sarvam pravartate. Everything is emanated from Krishna only. Everything is coming from Krishna. Krishna is saying. And every day we are seeing people are dying. And still you think, no, I am going to live. How long you are going to live? Obviously, any intelligent person will understand that our life is very short. Maybe a few months, a few years, a few decades, not a few centuries, definitely not. So, but an intelligent person thinks, no, he forgets that he is going to die and keeps on doing activities for accumulating money, his fame. I want to become fame. I want to become a famous person in this town. I want to become a famous person in this country. I want to become a famous person in the whole world. This sort of thinking. And he keeps on carrying out the activities, one after the other, forgetting Krishna, forgetting the Supreme Lord. He is the most foolish person. Whereas Nimi is the most intelligent person. He did not wait for even for his guru. He said, my life is going to end any moment, so I should start the sacrificial performance, the yagna, and I should finish off so that Krishna is satisfied. So he finished off. He did no harm. He didn't do any offense at all. But Vasishtha, because he was greedy, he gave the curse that he should immediately die. He should leave the body. Body should be destroyed. Let the body of Nimi, who considers himself learned, immediately fall. So, Nimi, because of his power as the most intelligent person in Krishna consciousness performing the sacrifices, so he said, let your body also fall. He gave the curse to his guru. This actually, cursing and counter-cursing shows the difference in the approach and the level of Krishna consciousness in the two individuals. Parikshit asks Vyasadevji, why this Kaliya has left the Ramanaka lake and he came to Yamuna river after hearing about the glories of Krishna chastising Kaliya. Parikshit Maharaj asked this. Then he describes how the serpent king Kaliya misbehaved with Garuda and how Garuda taught him lesson. Actually, Garuda was visiting, Garuda, the carrier of Vishnu, was visiting the lake, Ramanaka lake, where all serpents were together, they were all living, that is the land of serpents. So he was coming and eating and going away. Looking all that, the serpents thought, one day he will devour anybody, so let us make an arrangement. So they made an agreement with Garuda that they will keep the footstep for Garuda in one place and he can have and take the food. He need not kill the serpents. Garuda said, no problem, I want to eat, so I come here, you have collected that. So monthly once they collect everything and for the whole month the footstep is collected. Kaliya, who was really, he was strong and also he was full of pride. He thought, why Garuda is to be offered? I will eat. He goes there and eats away everything. He eats and Garuda comes to know that all my offerings by all these serpents have been getting eaten by this fellow, Kaliya. Garuda comes back and attacks Kaliya, beats Kaliya with his wings and pierces Kaliya with his sharp nose. Kaliya runs away with fear and he finds a very safe place in Yamuna. How is that very safe place? Garuda doesn't visit there? Parikshit Maharaj says, yes, Garuda doesn't visit. Why Garuda doesn't visit there? That place where Saubari Muni was doing the tapasya. So, Parikshit Maharaj was very curious to understand, why, how is that? Kaliya was very safe there. Parikshit Maharaj, for the satisfaction of Parikshit Maharaj, Vyasadevji explains in detail. This Muni, Saubari Muni, was performing austerities. Chapter 6 of the same canto, canto 9, we have seen about a short time back, how Saubari Muni was doing the austerities, performing the austerities under the water. He was going down the deep of the river and he was performing the austerities, performing the tapasya. Why under the water? Because outside there will be some disturbance. Somebody can come and meet you, some person who is walking down. Maharaj, kindly bless me to get some money for my house, to get some money for my marriage, to get some money for my daughter's marriage, something like that. So when they see the saintly person, they want to get some material benefit. To avoid all that, so he goes down the water and it does the tapasya. He was doing for quite a long time, not 1 year, 2 years, very, very long time. But one day he sees two fish having these sexual affairs. And seeing this, his mind gets disturbed. He gets the idea that, yes, I should also enjoy. I have been doing this austerity for such a long time. So he goes to the king and asks for wedding of one of the daughters. This is about Saubari Muni, who was performing the austerities so nicely. But when he was performing the austerities, what happens? Garuda also was coming here and eating the fish. He was under the water and he was associated with the fish. He was seeing the fish and Garuda comes and takes away. So now Saubari Muni says, Garuda, please don't come. Please don't eat the fish which are here in this place. Garuda looks at him. You see, I am given the job of this. This is the food for me. So I had to eat. So he doesn't care and he takes. Saubari Muni immediately says, if you come again in this, you are going to be killed. You will die. He gives the curse. Now, Garuda is such a powerful servant of Krishna, Vishnu. You see, his power is is very, very high. He could have even counter-cursed Saubarimuni, but he didn't do that. He simply left. Actually, here Garuda's greatness we should appreciate when we see the Samudra Mandan, the churning of Milky Ocean. Vishnu Bhagavan tells all the demigods to take the help of the asuras, the rakshasas, and bring the Mandanagiri hill. So, anyhow, they make the agreement, you will also get the nectar, please come, let us take the Mandanagiri hill. This mountain should be placed in the Milky Ocean and then we have to churn, so you please come. They all come. They were unable to lift, with great difficulty they approved the Mandanagiri hill and bring it. While bringing, they were so much tired, they had so much of pity, they just left it. That big hill, it falls on some of the rakshasas, some of the demigods, these asuras, rakshasas were killed, and some of the demigods, they were also injured. Now Vishnu Bhagavan appears with his carrier Garuda, and Vishnu Bhagavan simply lifts with one hand. What he does? He keeps it on Garuda, and Garuda simply flies. Just flies and drops it exactly where Vishnu Bhagavan wanted. Here, what I would like to inform is that the greatness of Garuda. You see, all the demigods and all these rakshasas, demons, they were actually powerful. Demons are not so, they are very powerful, but they were unable to lift. Altogether they were unable to lift, and Vishnu Bhagavan simply lifts it with his hand and keeps it on Garuda, and Garuda flies. You see how much powerful he is, but still he didn't curse. And Saubarimuni with his idea that he should get married goes to the king and he asks for the marriage. King looks at Saubarimuni with so much of beard and all his untidy look. King says he cannot deny. He knows his power of Saubarimuni. He says, you can ask any of my daughters. Whoever is willing, they will be married to you. I assure them. Now he understands. You see, he didn't say, I will get my daughter married. He could have simply said, but he said, whoever selects, they will marry. That means, nobody is going to select and I will be rejected. Oh, now I performed so many austerities. This fellow doesn't know my strength. He will become very, very young and very handsome person. And the gatekeeper who wanted to take Saubarimuni into the palace of his daughters, king's daughters, he says, oh, who are you? He says, I am Saubarimuni. This is my identity. You see, this is the letter given by king. So he was unable to even recognize. So he takes him. When the 50 daughters look at Saubarimuni, each one compete with the other that he should be my husband. He is fit for me, not for you. They start quarreling. And Saubarimuni feels. Then all of them go to the father, king, and tell him, we want to marry him. I thought none will be agreeing. All the 50 fellows, all the 50 young daughters, they want to marry. Then he had no option, so he gets married. Now after marrying, and with his power, he builds palaces for them. And he begets 100 children from each one of the wives. After that, in text number 50, he realizes, Aho imam pashyatame vinasham tapasvina saccharitavratasya antarjale varichara parasangat prachyavitam brahmachiritam dhrutam yet. Alas, while practicing austerity, even within the depth of water, and while observing all the rules and regulations practiced by saintly person, I lost the results of my long austerity simply by association with the sexual affairs of the fish. Everyone, just see, look at me. Everyone should observe this, fall down, and learn from it. He declares to the whole world, you see, I am the person who is the most fallen person. Srimad Bhagavatam 969.6.50. He declares, I am the most fallen person. I was performing all austerities under the water. And just by seeing, I just lost everything. I have fallen to such a low level of spending all my time with my wife and children. Where I have gone? You all look at me. I am a totally fallen person. Now, he leaves his wives and goes to the forest, deeper forest, and then performs. All his wives also follow him, and ultimately he reaches back to Godhead because he lamented. Now, the issue is, again, Parikshit Maharaj asks, why this man, he was performing all the things nicely, why he had come to such a level? Then, in 10:15, I will see the exact. The reason is explained in 10th canto that he had done the offense as he has cursed Garuda, the great devotee of Krishna, Vishnu, and the effect of committing offense at the Vaishnava will pull down any powerful person, whoever it is. And that's why Saubarmuni got this. If we see the offense is not that physical offense. Carrying out some sort of misbehavior with Guru. No, disobeying the orders, instructions given, that becomes the great offense. Just you take the case, we take another case of Chota Haridas in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chota Haridas was a good devotee, always singing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But unfortunately, one day Bhagavan Das, another devotee who was associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, invites Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house for the prasadam, for the lunch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrives there, and for preparing the food for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others, Bhagavan Das sends some of the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to different houses and beg for the rice and other things. That is the usual thing. So Chota Haridas also was one of them who went there. Chota Haridas goes to a person, a woman's house, and he associates intimately and brings very nice rice. So, and Bhagavan Das prepares the rice, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciates the rice but asks him, who has brought this rice? Then Bhagavan Das says, I got it by begging. So who has actually brought this? Then Bhagavan Das says, this is Chota Haridas, who went to this particular woman's house, Mataji's house, and he brought this. After going back to his ashram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, Chota Haridas, if he comes, ask him to stay back. he is not allowed inside. Everyone was surprised. What happened? What happened? Then they were actually not knowing the reason. The reason they will come to know only after they reach from Jagannath Puri. The episode continues. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gives the ultimate ruling. So now when Chota Haridas was rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was feeling so bad and he was on fasting and ultimately committed suicide in the Triveni Sangam. And he was seen by some of the disciples that he was singing very nicely, as if he was singing when he was alive. So they know that this man has committed suicide, but still they were not very clear because nothing was seen. In the Antya Leela 2.162 to 171, which are very interesting and very important, Antya Leela Chaitanya Charitamritam 2.162 to 171 162, I will just read, you can appreciate. Varshantare Sivananda Sabhaktalaya Prabhuramiliya Asa Anandita. At the end of the year, Sivananda Sen came to Jagannath Puri as usual, accompanied by other devotees, and thus, in great happiness, met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridasa Kahaya Di Srivasa Puchila Swakarma Falabhu Puman Prabhu Uttarila. When Srivas Thakur inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where is Junior Haridasa? The Lord replied, a person is sure to achieve the results of his fruitive activities, in very cryptic language. Tabe Srivasatara Vrittanta Kahila Yaiche Shankalpa Yaiche Triveni Praveshila. Then Srivas Thakur related the details of Haridas' decision and his entering the waters at the confluence of Ganga and Yamuna. Swarupadi Militabe Vichara Karila Triveni Prabhava Haridasa Prabhupada Paila. Then all devotees headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami concluded that because Haridas had committed suicide at the confluence of the rivers Ganga and Yamuna, he must have ultimately attained the shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yehi Mata Leela Kare Sachiranandana Yaha Suni Bhakta Janera Yudaya Karmanama Karnamana. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi, performs his pastimes, which greatly satisfy the ears and minds of the pure devotees who hear about them. Apana Karuna Loka Vairagya Shikana Swabhaktera Gada Anuraga Prakriti Karana. This incident manifests the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teaching that a sannyasi should remain in the renounced order, and deep attachment to him felt by his faithful devotees. And in 169 of the Adi Leela, it also demonstrates the glories of the holy places and shows how the Lord accepts his faithful devotees. Thus, Lord fulfilled 5 or 7 purposes by performing one pastime. The most important, which I thought we should see, is that Vishwasa Kariya Suna Chaitanya Charita Tarkana Kariha Tarkaha Bevi Parita. Please hear the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and confidence. Don't argue, for arguments will produce a contrary result. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, the pastimes are very, very interesting, and we can learn many, many things from this. When we see the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in another case, when Mishra was a Brahmana, he was also disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He visits Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for hearing the Katha, Krishna Katha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him, "You see, I don't know anything like Krishna Katha. You go to Ramananda Rai." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I don't know about Krishna. I hear from Ramananda Rai only. Go to Ramananda Rai. So Mishraji went to Ramananda Rai, and Ramananda Rai servants ask him to sit down. Please be seated. He is having some work, and he will come back and obey your orders. That's what the servant says. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, actually he remembers he had to listen. Then he was waiting and waiting, but Ramananda Rai was not coming. Then he asked the servant, "What Ramananda Rai is doing?" Then the servant explains, "There are two dancing girls, Devadasi girls, to whom he is teaching the dance." He is teaching the dance? Because he has written a drama about Jagannath and he is teaching how to dance. Then he was seeing, oh, I see. Then he was seeing Ramananda Rai takes the two girls to a solitary place and applies oil, massages, very young girls, and he was teaching. Oh, yes. He was astonished. Then when Jagannath Mishraji, after Ramananda Rai, when he comes back, then Mishra, Prajyumna Mishra, he was astonished. "Hey, this is Ramananda Rai." And Ramananda says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that you are here. I was just, I didn't get any information. I'm sorry, I kept you waiting. What can I do for you?" Then he says, I just came to have your darshan. I just came to see you." And he goes back. Because he could see that he was touching the girls and he was doing, oh, what sort of a person he is. Then he goes back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, takes darshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks him, "Oh, you have come here. So you went to Ramananda Rai and you have heard the Krishna Leela from him, Krishna Katha from him?" He said, "No, this is the thing which is happening." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "You don't know about Ramananda Rai. Even though he is touching, he is not an ordinary person. He is not in this world. His whole idea is transcendental. He considers himself as the maid servant of Radharani's servants. So, as maid servant, he is performing all the activities. Don't take him so lightly. Don't think cheaply about him. No, you are wrong." He feels bad. No, I am very sorry. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "He is the one from whom I am hearing Krishna Katha. You also go and hear from him." So he goes back and gets the teachings from Ramananda Rai. Now you see, we have the cases where Chota Haridas just went there and he just looked at the woman with some lusty desires and had intimate contact. And the other hand, Ramananda Rai was touching the young girls and giving them actually bath also, touching all the places. And he was very highly elevated. To understand that, if we see Chaitanya Charitamritam 4.165 gives the clear-cut definition between the love and the lust. Atmendriya priti icha tare bali kama. Krishnendriya priti vancha dhare prema nama. The basic difference between kama, the lust, and prema, the love, is clearly defined in the initial, that is 4.165 of the Adi Leela. Atmendriya priti vancha tare bali kama. Whatever the desires for satisfying one's own senses is kama, the lust. And whatever is done for the pleasure of Krishna and Krishna's senses, it is prema, the love. That's all. So when we apply this in our life, we should analyze, we should apply and analyze where is our status, what is our status, what are the activities which I am performing for the satisfaction of Krishna, and what are the activities which I am performing for my own sake. We ourselves will know that we are performing many activities which are lusty, which cannot be categorized as love. We should analyze ourselves and then go ahead with Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. With these things, one caution is given in 10:33:30 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Naitat samacharet jatu manasa pihyan ishvaraha vinashyatya charan mudhya dhyada rudrobji visham. Nobody should imitate great personalities. By chance, if they imitate, they would perish. Just like somebody imitating to drink the poison, just like Shiva has drunk, they will destroy themselves. So this we cannot imitate. Here, the great personality Nimi, he had cursed because he was at a very high level. Suppose some activities or some instructions of Guru are not liked, then we said, this is there, I can also do. No, never. So we cannot imitate. It will be like Shiva has taken the poison, I will also take the poison and see. We have no power at all. So we should never imitate. 10th canto, 33 chapter and 30 verse. This we all should try to further analyze and get more information. With these things, I thought I should stop here. Any questions? Actually, don't have much time, but if Dharmatma Prabhu allows, one or two questions.
Hare Krishna. It's very nice, Prabhuji. You tried very nicely to explain some things. Prabhuji, at the beginning you said, yesterday I just heard one thing from Srila Prabhupada disciple, that Srila Prabhupada personally told his disciples to not to call him Jagat Guru. But we know he is a real Jagat Guru. But Prabhupada himself personally told his disciples not to tell him Jagat Guru. It's because of just not to mingle with the other Mayavadis, all the sannyasis, and they think themselves to be Jagat Guru. So that's one thing I just wanted to mention. Yesterday I heard that from Prabhupada disciple.
So this is question or comment? This is what you have heard, and but one thing I just want to clarify here, even though it may be a comment only, that the whatever Prabhupada has said, it depends on the circumstances, kala, paristhiti, the time and circumstances. Prabhupada is Jagat Guru, which is there is no doubt. Is there anybody who had gone to so many countries all over the world and preached about Krishna? Is there anybody, any one person? We don't have anybody who had gone all over the world, worked so much hard day and night. He is Jagadguru.
We know that. And everybody knows that. But he personally instructed.
That depends on the circumstances.
Any argument about that, I just mentioned that.
No, it is unnecessary. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Another thing, that you said that Pradyumna Mishra was there, and then he was not even knowing that Ramananda Rai is with their being.
Yeah.
But it was late, he was just waiting.
Yeah.
And then that Ramananda Rai is actually teaching this Devadasi that was told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Pradyumna Mishra. So that's how he knew. Pradyumna Mishra was not doubting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit maybe I can revise that.
The very fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent to Ramananda Rai was to make him clear. He comes and says, I want to hear Krishna Katha continuously. I wish to hear. If you read, the wording is I wish to hear. By reading his mind, he sent him to Ramananda Rai. So actually when Ramananda Rai came, he could have told, Mahaprabhu had sent me to you, and I want to hear Krishna Katha from you. He didn't say anything. He simply returns back.
It was actually late. It was too late.
Whatever it is. But still, he had come there. He could have told. He could have told the fact.
I don't have any question.
Yeah. You kindly read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ancha Leela, chapter 5. I think more or less same. But he was waiting. He had the idea. That's why then he realizes, comes back and tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah. Any other question?
Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you.
In this particular verse, we see the Guru cursing the disciple and disciple cursing the Guru.
Yes.
And we have the similar case in Srimad Bhagavatam when Bali Maharaj is trying to give the chariot to Vamandev.
Yeah.
And his disciple, Guru, spiritual master Sukracharya, stops him. And when he stops him, he still tries to be done, he curses him. When he curses, Bali Maharaj didn't do any counter curse.
Yes.
So how do you understand these two different pastimes?
Bali Maharaj, even though, he got the curse, he just looks at his guru and smiles at his ignorance. He is doing for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. Anything is done for the Supreme Lord is the best, ultimate. Whatever we do, it should be for the Supreme Lord only. When a guru deviates from the basic principle of this, that Supreme Lord is the final, then probably he is not directing properly. So how a guru actually is found unsuitable by a disciple is that he himself declares as God, or he goes against the supreme authority, Krishna. So whoever gives any direction going against the Shastra or Krishna, then he is not giving the right direction. Yeah.
That in both cases, the...
So, Bali Maharaj has understood that he is ignorant about Vishnu. He is envious of Vishnu. Whereas he is, Vishnu had come. My life is, that's all over. I'm. What else is required? With full devotion he does. He knows the greatness of offering himself to Vishnu. That's all. So, he identified the devotional service. He is performing devotional service.
That's correct, Guru. Very correct.
Yeah.
But the cursing of the Guru, because...
That's what I am saying. He is not the proper Guru, actually. Yeah, he is not the proper person, actually. If somebody goes and tells his disciple to deviate from praying to Vishnu, he is wrong. And that's what he has been doing. That's what all the people have been, all the asuras, the demons have been listening to Shukracharya ji and always getting the punishment, getting killed or some other punishment. That is the history. So, I mean, I don't know whether I could answer your question, what you wanted, the way you wanted. You ask the question and you know the answer also, and you want to compare the answers. Thank you. No problem. Any other question, Parvuji? If you don't have any other questions, we'll discuss later. I think time is up, 9:10. So if you don't, we stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.